Before we head into the weekend, we want to leave you with some of the advice delivered by the big-name speakers in town this week for Harvard's graduation. First up, Mindy Kaling, the actress, comedian, producer, writer, and Cambridge native. She spoke at Harvard Law School's Class Day ceremony and said she actually struggled to come up with what life wisdom she was qualified to pass along.
What advice could I give you guys? You know, celebrities give too much advice, and people listen to it too much. You know, in Hollywood, we all think that we are these wise advice givers, and most of us have no education whatsoever. Actresses can become nutritionists, experts in baby care and environmental policy. Actors can become governors, pundits, or even high-ranking officials in religions made up a mere 60 years ago. For 2 years, I have played an obstetrician and gynecologist on TV, and damned if I don't think I can deliver a baby. So then I was thinking, well then, who should be giving advice? And the answer is, people like you. You're better educated, and you're going to go out there in the world, and people are going to listen to what you say, whether you're good or evil. And that probably scares you, because some of you look really young. And I'm afraid a couple of you are probably evil. That's just the odds.
I like that. Listen to celebrities less. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg was Harvard's commencement speaker yesterday. He noted disapprovingly that in the 2012 presidential election, 96% of all campaign contributions from Ivy League faculty and employees went to Barack Obama.
Diversity of gender, ethnicity, and orientation is important. But a university cannot be great if its faculty is politically homogeneous. Great universities must not become predictably partisan, and a liberal arts education must not be an education in the art of liberalism. Requiring scholars, and commencement speakers for that matter, to conform to certain political standards undermines the whole purpose of a university. I strongly believe that a university's obligation is not to teach students what to think, but to teach students how to think. And that requires listening to the other side, weighing arguments without prejudicing them, and determining whether the other side might actually make some fair points. If the faculty fails to do this, then it is the responsibility of the administration and the governing body to step in and make it a priority. If students graduate with ears and minds closed, the university has failed both the students and society. And if you want to know where that leads, look no further than Washington, D.C.
At Harvard's main Class Day ceremony that same day, the speaker was Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg, who came up with the term Lean In, the now ubiquitous women's workplace empowerment slogan. She encouraged graduates to tackle injustices as soon as they recognize them.
I want to put some pressure on you to acknowledge the hard truths, not shy away from them, and when you see them, to address them. The first time I spoke out about what it was like to be a woman in the workforce was less than 5 years ago. That means that for 18 years, from where you sit to where I stand, my silence implied that everything was okay. You can do better than I did, and I mean that so sincerely. At the same time, I want to take some pressure off you. Sitting here today, you don't have to know what career you want or how to get the career you might want. Leaning in does not mean your path will be straight or smooth, and most people who make great contributions start way later than Mark Zuckerberg. Find a jungle gym you want to play on and start climbing. Not only will you figure out what you want to do eventually, but once you do, you will crush it.
Again, that's Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook COO and author of the best-selling book Lean In. She was Harvard's Class Day speaker this week. Food for thought from her, from Mindy Kaling, and from former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. That's it for today, but coming up Monday, we'll talk with a Harvard physics professor who says the traditional college lecture is on its last leg. He just won $500,000 for his idea of how to lecture students better. We'll be talking with Eric Masur on Monday on the future of education. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, and Kathleen McNerney with help from Jamie Bologna. Tim Skog is our technical director.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.